From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama notified congressional leaders today that American military personnel have begun deploying to the West African nation of Cameroon. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the U.S. troops will be part of a multinational task force opposing the Islamist insurgency known as Boko Haram.
President Obama wrote to Congress that 90 members of the U.S. military began deploying to Cameroon on Monday. They're the first to arrive of a contingent that will grow to some 300 U.S. forces. The American troops will be armed, but only for self-defense. They're not to engage in combat, but rather in airborne intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance operations. The U.S. is already providing training and equipment to troops in neighboring Nigeria in the fight against Boko Haram. Obama said he's sending the troops to Cameroon, quote, in furtherance of U.S. national security and foreign policy interests. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
The campaigns of both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are declaring last night's Democratic debate a success. According to the Sanders campaign, he's raised more than $1.3 million since last night's face-off. At the same time, a prominent Clinton backer, Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, called last night's performance by the Democratic frontrunner her best so far in the campaign. Vice President Joe Biden says he thinks all five of last night's debate participants did well. Biden is said to be considering whether to enter the race, but has yet to announce a decision. Police in Israel say security forces stopped one attempted stabbing attack in Jerusalem today and ended another after one Israeli woman was injured. Police shot and killed both Palestinian attackers. NPR's Emily Harris reports on new security steps Israel is implementing.
Israeli police put roadblocks up around a Palestinian neighborhood where several attackers have come from. The government also approved stripping convicted attackers of Jerusalem residency rights and destroying their family homes while forbidding rebuilding. Israeli cabinet member Yuval Steinitz.
But just to make it very clear, in such situation, we have to take preventing measures, and sometimes tough preventing measures, until this wave of terrorism and violence is over.
A group of Israeli human rights organizations put out a statement questioning whether Israeli police and soldiers have been shooting to kill too quickly in response to attacks. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Earnings reports from a couple of big banks today. Bank of America says for its just completed quarter, it earned a little over $4 billion, or 37 cents a share. Also reporting better than expected earnings numbers, San Francisco-based Wells Fargo, which says it earned just over $5.4 billion in the third quarter. Stocks still lost ground for a second session as investors wade through the raft of third-quarter earnings numbers. The Dow dropped 157 points. The Nasdaq was down 13 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Federal Reserve Board says its latest Beige Book report, which looks at economic growth in the 12 regions of the country where the Fed has member banks, paints a picture of modest economic growth in late summer. Fed is scheduled to meet later this month, with economists still divided over whether the central bank will announce a hike in interest rates. The America's Watershed Initiative has released its first-ever report card on the Mississippi River Basin at a meeting in St. Louis. Maria Altman of St. Louis Public Radio reports the overall grade was not good, a D+.
The Mississippi River Basin touches 31 states. The America's Watershed Initiative report card looked at flood control, water supply, recreation, ecosystems, and the economy. And one of the biggest areas of concern is infrastructure. Heath Kelsey is with the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science and was the report's project lead. He says up to 97% of locks and dams are in good condition.
But it's that 2 or 3% in failing or near-failing condition that is of concern. You know, that 2 to 3% is a really big deal.
Kelsey says one failed lock can tie up the rest of the system. The report's authors hope it will be a call to action. For NPR News, I'm Maria Altman in St. Louis.
A love triangle involving a former meerkat expert at the London Zoo was wound up in court. A judge in Westminster Magistrates Court finding 30-year-old Caroline Westlake the equivalent of $1,200 in order to perform community service. Westlake was charged with assaulting colleague Kate Sanders, a monkey keeper at the zoo, with a wine glass during a dispute over a male colleague who apparently had dated both women. The man is employed at the zoo as a llama keeper. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.